Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet. Let's get back to the League of Dads on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Christopher Smith.
Okay, I'm going to finish up what I was telling you as I was talking about prior to the break. Individual that I was dating in the past was a product of her father beating her mother, and she was born. When she was born, she got to witness now her father taunting. I'm sorry, her mother now taunting her father. Her mother would hit on her father, would beat on her father, and because of the pledge that he made to family, I would never do this again, she made sure he wouldn't. So she grew up watching her mother beat on her father. And when we were in a relationship, she had no problem hitting on me for no reason, just coming out of the blue. She had no problem with it. And this is the teachings that we get from our parents. When I was talking earlier, I was basically saying that there is nothing, there's no contingency in plan. There's nothing in place when that woman meets a good man. The mother is still there pulling the strings, being, trying to offset, and it's just not good. A disgruntled mother in their prime. My mother and father parted when I was 8 years old. My dad moved on in 2008. My mother still has some animosity towards my father. And that's over 30 years. I couldn't understand that. I couldn't understand it. When I hear any individual talk about what their mother said about their father, I'm beside myself. I'm a father. Hello. You know, my daughter right now is getting the same lessons that these women are getting from their disgruntled mother. My daughter is getting those lessons now. So my outlook on a mother's influence on a child, I have to step back from that. I'm not ever going to tell an individual that what they should do. It is what it is. When my daughter and I resume our relationship, is something, certain things I'm going to know. She's looking at me now from the eyes of her mother. Like I said, I know my daughter loves me. However, her loyalty is to her mother. And what I've learned is that as a father, kids' loyalty is more to the mother. As I stated before, a son would never, ever, ever, unless the man wasn't there and he got a deadbeat status, never ever talk bad about a father. He will never execute flawlessly. I had my daughter execute flawlessly the bad deeds of a disgruntled woman. So when I see a full grown adult product of a disgruntled individual, I have pause. What a child of a disgruntled woman will never get is, okay, you go and enjoy yourself. Oh, y'all going to spend the weekend together? Okay, have fun. Never will you get that. Disgruntled woman, they keep their crazy, stupid logic of how men are, and they constantly plant it into their children. It is what it is. So that's where I'm at in 2010. It's a fine line, as I stated, between, excuse me, a father and a deadbeat, and it's a fine line between a mother and a disgruntled mother. As I stated, fathers out there, when you allow your children to just up and move out of your jurisdiction for whatever reason, that's a deadbeat move. It is. It's a deadbeat move. Mothers, you're denying your children a healthy relationship with their father, which in turn is going to deny them a healthy relationship with men, period. The woman that I had a child with, we were in a relationship. It was nothing wrong. I was young at the time, and I didn't see things the way they was. But the woman that I was in a relationship didn't like her father. If I could have read the signs then like I know now, listen, if anybody knows me, I call my mom almost every day. Like I said, she owns this show. She owns Smith Communications. And the reason why she owns it is because I didn't want my mom to die, cause she's getting up there. I didn't want my mom to die working for somebody. I wanted my mom to die owning something. I wanted her name on something. What it gets down to is she still works for someone now. We're setting things up to where as though that's going to change. She's going to be in more hands on with this operation in months to come. But I didn't want my mom I wanted her to live a little, to understand some things. So you can only imagine if I love my mom that much, I would love my woman that much. So if my relationship with my mom is like that, and you can meet an individual and the love for their mother is just as strong. If this is a disgruntled mother, it will not be the same directed at me. I had a friend of mine tell me that when her father died, she was living in California. But when her father died, she packed up shop and moved to North Carolina to be with her father. And that was all he needed to marry this woman. Because he said to himself, if she's going to treat her father like that, I can only imagine how she's going to treat me. That's a very good analogy. With that being said, you know, you walk around every day, you see people, you know people, and we all know some people that had their father in their life, only had their mother in their life, didn't have their mother or father, was raised with some. There's a whole bunch of scenarios and situations out there that plague the everyday life. I am at the point now in my life where, I was forced into selfishness. I didn't want to be selfish, but I can't really say that on this day in 2010, I would just jump into a situation where I'm all for somebody because really I don't have nobody who gives me that time. My dog showed me something a couple of months ago, as I stated before. My dog showed me what loyalty means. People say they love me, but my dog is loyal to me. My dog puts me first. I meet people. You can meet someone and you can tell just who and what they're loyal to. You can't be loyal to, your father. If your father got five or six women here and there, you got four, five, six, seven brothers and sisters outside the marriage, you know, because your father, that's the way your father was. Your outlook on women will pretty much be in the dirt. You are going to treat women most of the time just like that. When it comes to you as an individual and you have your female and, you know, you have your mother and you listening to your mother, and she has some type of bearing on the steps that you take in your everyday life, I'm almost willing to bet, sit down with this individual at any time, and there is no contingency plan in place when a good man is met. I haven't seen it. I don't know an individual working on it. It just doesn't exist. You know, disgruntled is suffocates the natural growth that both men and women, mainly girls, like I said, I don't know too many. I have friends that have boys, and they go get their children on the weekend, and the little boy says, "Mom, Daddy, Mommy asked me all this stuff about you, and I ain't tell her nothing." Proud. My daughter didn't do that. My daughter stuck with protocol. So when it comes to disgruntledness, I truly think that, you know, girls will continue this jacked up cycle, and they don't know it until they meet somebody and that person is going to tell them. I'm not one to say nothing. I don't think that in life you can say anything to offset what a mother has taught, a disgruntled individual has taught. My daughter showed me that. I'm just at the point now in my life where I just won't do it anyway. I think we all know who we are as an individual. I think we all know what we're bringing to the table. I think we all know everything that's going on. But some people, you know, we want to ignore it for the sake of, I'm just going to ignore it because I want this more than I want anything. And yeah, this, depending on what you're working with, you need to be honest with yourself and if that in fact could ever happen or not, you know. So I'm going to close the show out with just my thought on something. I mentioned it earlier, but Terrell Owens ended up going to the Cincinnati Bengals, signing with the Cincinnati Bengals, and I mentioned this. This is my thought because I stated something earlier. Chad Ochocinco was already on the team, and Chad Ochocinco immediately gave Terrell Owens the Batman position. Think about that. He was on this team. Chad Ochocinco is a flamboyant individual, as is Terrell Owens. Flamboyant, but he's not stupid. He knows bringing this individual is going to help him in the immediate run, not the long run, in the immediate run. But he still was smart enough to say, I am awaiting my Batman. This is what he twittered. I am awaiting my Batman. I couldn't believe it. And I'm always shocked at things like that because, I was watching, a show the other day, and I think it was, Are We There Yet? And on the show, the gentleman asked Ice Cube, the gentleman on the show, "What do you do?" He said, "I'm a publisher." And he said, "Oh, an entrepreneur, aren't we?" He turns to the wife and said, "He's a keeper." She said, "Oh, yeah, I know he's a keeper." I can't really say I heard that in my life. I can't. And I really don't think there are too many guys out there that have a better resume than me. When I tell you things over this broadcast, I told you I'm also very discreet in what I do. So I don't really get on this show and put all my business out there. But I have an extensive resume. And what I'm not going to ever do is going to sell myself short about, you know, letting someone in my life just giving me, half the time. I want someone to be loyal to me just as my little dog is loyal to me. And my dog, believe it or not, it's unfortunate. She sets the standards. She sets the standard. But listen, I do appreciate you guys sitting in with me. Next week, we're going to have, some things in place about, far as a conference that we're going to be giving. I promise you that. I'm going to talk about, individuals being misled by court officials. As always, I end the show with this. We shall all dread the day that the earth make the sun fight to shine upon us. Until next time.